Power 100, a lot of people in Townsville are heading down for the big game, the grand final, the AFL grand final. And on the line right now, we've got Dane Zorko. G'day, Dane.
G'day, thanks for having me.
Not a problem, mate. And first of all, congratulations. It was a great year for you guys.
Yeah, it was a good year.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's disappointment there. We weren't able to take it a game further and give ourselves a chance in the big dance, but that's the way it was. I thought Geelong were exceptional on the night. And
yeah.
I actually give them a really good chance, this weekend as well. So, I mean, we've lost a couple of games this year and two of them are going to be against the grand finalists. So it shows great improvement on our team and, we're getting closer.
Certainly does, buddy. A big one for 2021. Before we get into what's happening here in Townsville, I hope you don't mind. I've just got a couple of listeners who'd like to ask you a couple of questions. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. First of all, it's Merrick.
Yeah.
Merrick, go ahead.
Yeah.
Dane's on the line now. Talk to him.
Yeah. Good morning, Mrs. Orko. I've got a question for you because I love watching you guys play football. But my question is, why can't any of you kick straight?
Oh, God. Right. Okay. There's your first question.
It is a good question. look, we're certainly trying. It probably cost us earlier on in the season that we weren't able to put a bigger margin on teams and sort of kept them in the game. But towards the back end of the year, I think we actually got down to AFL number four for accuracy in front of the goal. So
yeah.
We're kicking in when it counted. We were probably a little bit inaccurate on Saturday night. But overall, I thought we improved significantly on it throughout the year.
I apologise for that. We'll take another listener. And sorry, Dane, one more question. A gentleman who calls us quite a bit on the show. It's Robert, the man with the hearing aid. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, good morning. I never knew that he had any relations, so I'm very, very excited, and I'd like to know whether he can dance as well as his predecessors.
Sorry, Robert, what are you talking about?
Well, you've got Zorba in the studio, don't you?
No. Dane Zorko. Completely
different. Jeez, grief.
Thanks for your call. I apologise. I'm pretty sure you're a good dancer, though, Dane. I'm pretty sure you are.
No good at Zorba, though.
No, we won't take any more calls. Hey, this coming Saturday, Riverway Stadium, tell us all about it.
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, the footy festival is coming alive. It's going to be have exciting activities. It's very family-friendly. There's entertainment, food trucks, beverages, massive screen to watch the grand final as well. So there's something there for everyone. So I encourage everyone to get down there and enjoy the grand final. It's going to be a cracking contest. And, I want everyone to enjoy the AFL and what a great opportunity it is to have an event like this in Queensland.
It really is. It really is, Dane. And if you want to go along to the event, I believe you have to register your interest.
Yeah, that's right. Register at ticketmaster.com.au. So jump online there and have a look and grab some tickets and head down and have a great afternoon and watch the grand final on the big screen.
Yep, huge one. Mate, what's your tip once again? Who do you think's going to take it out?
I do think Geelong will take it out. Richmond are exceptional. Geelong are exceptional, but they just play a different game style Geelong. And, they've lost their last four preliminary finals until the weekend. And I think they'll be right up for this one. So, yeah, I'm going Geelong.
Huge weekend. Thank you, Zorks, for joining us, and all the best for 2021.
Appreciate it. Thank you.